ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
I have five topics and five questions per topic. If you get around and stick it out until number 25, you will take home a fridge magnet. If you get 10 in a row, and I really want to give one of these away, 10 in a row, you get the black fridge magnet. Now, the categories for this evening are building, card games, musical notation, fun with flags, and words, words, words. 1-300-800-222. And again, feel free to play along on the text line, 0467-922-702. You have to be calling me if you want to actually win the magnet, though. And kicking us off this evening, Vanessa, how is your evening? Welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, Nick, how are you going?
I'm really good. Do you need the categories again?
I phoned in before I knew the categories, and that's where I was going nuts.
Oh. No, good on you. Okay, the categories are building, card games, musical notation, fun with flags, and words, words, words. Where would you like to start?
None are my favourites. So let's just go card games, please.
Card games. All right. Yeah. What's the left bower when hearts are trumps in a game of euchre?
Oh, man. I hate euchre. With a passion.
Do you hate it but can play it?
No, I hate it because I can't play it. Any clues, by the way?
Oh, you know I can't do that. Why do people keep asking me for clues?
Phil would so kick me to the curb. All right. No, I passed, but that's have a great night.
You have a wonderful night, and thank you very much, Vanessa. We'll go to George, who's in Fremantle. George, how are you?
Yeah. Hi, Tim. How are you going?
It's good. It's good. Do you have an answer on this? Do you need the question again?
Look, no, I heard the question, okay. If it's the same as 500, which I've played a fair bit of, I think the left bower is diamonds.
I need more than a suit. It's a specific card.
Oh, it's a specific card. It's Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds is exactly what I was looking for. Well done, George. Thank you very much. We can stay in card games. We can move on. Stay in card games?
500, yeah. No, I'll try buildings.
Buildings it is. What is the four-word catchphrase of Bob the Builder?
Hang on, something like, and yes, we can, or I know we can.
It's not I know we can. I am so sorry, but thank you. George, it was great to have you on. I really appreciate it. 1-300. Yes, 1-300-800-222. Oh, Kylie and Daysdale.
G'day, mate. Happy New Year to all your listeners. I hope you got the Christmas card I sent you.
We did. Was and I got your Christmas card. It was really sweet. Excellent. We look forward to it. So thank you.
Excellent, mate. Look, you're in Shep. How the hell you move the Nightlife studio down to Shep with all the phone lines change, it staggers me. It's wonderful. It's tremendous. You don't have to move away from the area. The same with Warwick in the morning. It is fantastic. You could not do this 15 years ago. I thank the ABC for having regional stations open at midnight.
That's Kylie, great. We do have some pretty good technology, and I really like it.
It's fantastic, mate. And Jason is brilliant as well.
Oh, well, I'll pass that on to him. I'm sure he's listening now, but I'll pass that on to him.
I'll have a stab and say I will, and I'll try and ring you during the week, if not a Happy New Year to you all.
That's okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kylie. We'll go to Nick, who's in Primrose Sands. Nick, how are you this evening?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
Well, a fellow Nick, it's always nice to meet another one. We're only on question two.
I'm Nicholas, actually.
I'm a Nicholas as well. I just don't usually Nicholas.
They presume could be, they like you introduce yourself on a phone call, Nicholas, and they come back and say, oh, thanks, Nick, and that just doesn't work.
Well, no, okay, Nicholas, it is indeed. You're right to have the full name, all three syllables.
I said I was Nick from Primrose Sands. So.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So that's lovely.
Would you prefer Nick or Nicholas? Let's get to the bottom of this.
I'd go by Nick with a C.
All right, Nick with a C. I'm Nick with a C as well.
And we're going to go, can we fix it?
Yes, very well done, Nick. Thank you very much. And congratulations to, I think, Pam and Bob. Bob, you should have got that one as well. And Ralph, all getting that one absolutely correct. Do you want to stay in building? Do you want to move on to a different category, Nick?
I reckon we'll go to music. But was Bob the Builder by any chance back there?
Bob. I was hoping that it's not Bob the Builder, but it is a Bob. So I think, you know, when you're the namesake, you should be across it, surely.
All right. There's musical thingamajigs.
Musical notation. In sheet music, what do the letters PP represent?
I played piano. It's not pianissimo. Pianissimo? I think that might be it.
Pianissimo is exactly what I was looking for, Nick. Well done. Those lessons have stuck to you. Do you still play?
I was playing guitar with a young fellow from a band who did a gig on the East Coast last night, young Louie, and we did 30 minutes of all sorts of stuff, a bit of Jimi Hendrix and
pretty
awesome stuff. In fact, he's from a rising band who did a pretty good gig East Coast of Tassie last night, and they will be one day big people.
Well, go on. With that, if the name can be said, shout it out. What are they?
He just did the gig and he just shacked it with us last night, and we had a couple of guitars and they're a good band. It's called Primavera.
Primavera. All right. I'll keep an eye out for them. Nick, are we staying in musical notation? Or are we moving on to a different category?
Musical notation would be lovely.
Indicating that a piece of music should get softer, what notation is often abbreviated DIM?
Mr. Buick in grade 7, music teacher, who's no longer with us at Newtown High School, diminuendo is what it would be.
That is absolutely correct. Was that Newtown Performing Arts back in the day, or did that come later?
Newtown High School.
Yeah.
And you know what? He taught me a really great thing. It was called an ostinato, and that was The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. The way you make me feel. And it's got an ostinato. It's the same thing with a bolero. It's a rising... it's the same sound or same set of notes that last for, 16 bars or whatever. And ostinato, hopefully I haven't given away the next question.
You have not. But, Nick, do you teach a little bit, do you?
Well, I taught the young fella last night,
young
Louis, and he was better than me, but I still got it.
All right. Oh, I'm really excited about this. All right, so I'm guessing we're staying in musical notation then for your next question. Yes, all right, done. Which musical notation sets the position of the F below middle C?
Can you say that again?
Which musical notation sets the position of the F below middle C?
I'm thinking on a piano. It's a bass clef.
It is. It is a bass clef. That is absolutely correct. You are 4 for 4, Nick. Are we staying here?
I work in building, but I'll try and get through this last one.
We've got two more. We've got two more left in music, if you want to stay.
Oh, okay.
Or we can move you on.
What were the other?
We've got building. We've got card games. We've got fun with flags, and we've got words.
Well, that's definitely BG's, so I'd be giving someone a bit of a tip there. But let's go to card games.
All right, card games. In most variants of poker, What is the best possible hand?
A royal flush.
A royal flush is absolutely correct, of course, unless you're playing wilds, in which case you'd be able to get yourself five of a kind. But yes, absolutely right. You are at your fifth correct question. Nick, where are we going?
Let's go to building.
Building. Originally a Roman temple, by what name is the Catholic Basilica of St. Mary and the Martyrs in Rome better known?
Well, I travelled to Rome about 2 years ago, and I remember I think we stopped along at this place, which was I thought it was meant to be the high point of the whole trip, but it was the Basilica of St. Mary, Malor. I didn't think it was as good as what it should have been.
And what was it called originally?
The Quattro Quaranti.
It is not that, unfortunately, Nick. You had an incredible run of five, and thank you very much. We'll go to Flynn. Flynn, how are you this evening?
Good, Nick. How are you? How's it hanging?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good. Are you having welcome to nightlife. It seems like you're having a really good evening. The question you have been left with is in building, just so you know. And it was originally a Roman temple. By what name is the Catholic Basilica of St. Mary and the Martyrs in Rome better known?
Right. I don't know much about it. I'm pretty good at building. I actually built my house.
Built your own house?
Yeah, got blown over by a bloody cyclone a couple of years ago. So I don't know how good I am at it, but
if you're building cyclone-proof houses, then you're doing better than nearly everyone. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, it wasn't cyclone-proof.
No, that's what I mean. I don't think I just think it just puts you in with everyone else, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose there's been a few bloody cyclones come through. So I have a stab. Is it India?
Mate, thank you very much. Thank you, Flynn. We'll go over to Laurie, who's over in WA. Laurie, how are you? Welcome to Nightlife.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Nick. How are you, mate?
I am good. I'm not seeing any correct answers on the text line for this yet. We might be at a sticky one. What are we looking at here? Question number six. Originally a Roman temple, by what name is the Catholic Basilica of St. Mary and the Martyrs in Rome better known?
Would that be the Pantheon?
Pantheon is exactly what I was wanting. Thank you very much. Where would you like to go? Do you want to stay in building or do you want to move on?
I'm a bit of a flag nerd, so let's go for fun with flags.
All right, let's do this. Laurie, the flags of Colombia, Ecuador, and Venezuela all feature horizontal bands of which three colours?
That'd be yellow, red, and blue.
Absolutely correct. You are a bit of a flag nerd. I like that. That's really good. Staying with flags?
Yeah, we'll stick with flags.
Traditionally said to have been founded by a sun goddess, which country has had a sun on its flag since at least 1184?
And it still currently has the sun on the flag?
It's had a sun on its flag since at least 1184.
I'll go Japan.
Japan is exactly what we were looking for. You are 3 for 3, Laurie. What are we doing? Staying here? Moving on?
Yeah, we will stay here. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Yep. Also a rank in the US Navy, what name is given to a flag flown by naval ships?
Admiral?
Not Admiral. You're doing really well. Laurie, thank you very much. Have a good night. Appreciate you coming in. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. We have done 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions. You got plenty of time to be in this if you'd like to get a fridge magnet. And I really, really, really hoping someone can come in. Nick got to 5 questions. Let's see if we can get beyond five questions. 1-300-800-222. Susan in Hobart, absolutely nailing the question that we are on right now. Let's see if Erin in Townsville can help us out. Erin, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Was that a wry chuckle? Are you not feeling confident about the flag?
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Do you want to have a guess?
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Thank you very much for coming in. 1-300-800-222. Trish, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thanks, Nick. How are you?
I'm having a whale of a time. It's very, very nice. I enjoy doing the Mighty Challenge, actually, because I'm always learning something. I'm always learning something.
Yep.
Now,
and it's a good part of the night too.
Oh, it's heaps of fun. Now, I'm seeing B getting this right, Lorella's getting this right, Stephen Toke's getting this right, George is getting this right. The question, Trish, is also a rank in the US Navy, what name is given to a flag flown by naval ships?
Well, the only thing I can think of is an ensign.
Absolutely what I was looking for. Well done. Trish, you're doing great. You're doing really good. Would you like to stay here? Would you like to move on?
Oh, hang on. Do you still have the words one?
Yeah, no one's touched words yet. No one's even had a go at it.
Oh, let's go for it.
Oh, fantastic.
I do lots of crosswords, so I might know these. I might.
I think you could be good on this. What word can proceed? What word can go in front of dress, pants, pigeon, and that?
Dress, pants, pigeon, and that. It's not stool, is it?
It's definitely not stool. I'm so sorry, Trish, but thank you very much. Who's getting this right? No one on the text line yet. Oh, yes, no. Susan the Travelling Granny got ensign correct. Thank you very much. So did a lot of people. 1-300-800-222. Let's go and see what Dean's got to say for himself. Dean, how's your evening?
Hello. Oh, very quiet.
Very quiet? You just at home?
Yes, just at home. Just got back from looking for a house up at Harvey Bay.
Oh, wow. House hunting to rent, to buy?
Looking to move. Oh. Downsize a bit.
That's a very beautiful area. You've been obviously looking in that area for a while, or?
It's just for a short time. We've had the idea for a while.
Yeah, lovely. What's the attraction of the Bay Area?
Oh, it's cooler. It's quiet. It's less busy than Brisbane, that's for sure.
Yeah, it would be very less busy than Brisbane. And it is a gorgeous area. Like, you're in a beautiful part of the world there.
Yeah, very nice, especially if you cycle or you like looking at the water. And the whales, apparently.
You're a bit of a bike rider, are you?
I cycle quite a bit, yes.
Oh, lovely. I do as well, just not as much as I've wanted to be honest, but I get out a little bit and managed to do Great Vic Bike Ride last year, which was probably one of the best little runs I've done. That was an absolutely fabulous few days.
Right. My wife did the very first one of those.
Oh, wow.
75 or 6 or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's got a remarkable history to it. It's a huge amount of fun. Dean, the question that we have got at the moment, what word can proceed? What word can go in front of dress, pants, pigeon, and that?
Oh, I can think. It's the first one, mid, but that's not going to fit with anything else.
It's unfortunately not mid. But, Dean, good luck with the move, and thank you. Who's got this right? Jason in Brisbane, absolutely correct. Rachel in Kilmore, absolutely correct. Who else has got this right? That is it for the moment. 1-300-800-222. Ralph, how's your evening?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. The last one, three questions ago, I had that smashed.
This is the problem with having to call in and the phone lines just go off. You will always end up going, hang on, please don't get that right, and someone will get it right. Would you like to have a go at this?
That is exactly what yes. I was saying to myself. Don't get it.
Ralph, would you like to have a go at this one?
Oh, what the heck.
All right. What word can go in front of dress, pants, pigeon, and that?
Dress, pants, pigeon, And what was the last word, I'm sorry?
That.
That.
One word can go in front of all of those four other words.
Dress pants pigeon. Nah, mate, I'm stuffed.
don't be sorry, mate. Have a good night for the rest of it as well. Who is getting this correct? Kay is getting this correct. Jeff the Truckee is getting this correct. No, you were absolutely correct. The person who said, I said ages ago, I'm just not seeing all of the texts because they're coming in so thick and fast. Heather's getting this right. Ian in Dover and Taz. Ian, lovely to see your name. How are you this evening?
Very well, thanks. Enjoying the quiz.
Good, I hope so. Are you feeling like you can help with this question?
I've got a really silly answer. I think it's all dress, all pants, all pigeon and all that.
It's not, but that's actually a pretty good one.
I'm so surprised.
All pigeon. I love that. All pigeon is the way to go. Ian, thank you. We'll go to Dion, who's in Adelaide. Dion, how are you this evening?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Dion, help me out here. What word can go in front of dress, pants, pigeon, and that?
I'm pretty sure it's fancy.
Fancy is exactly what I was looking for. Thank you very much, Dion. Would you like to stay in words? Would you like to move on? Would you like to hear the categories again?
You know what? I think I'm just going to stay in words.
All right. The name of what type of pasta translates to little ears from Italian, a reference to the small oval shape.
Yes, I love all the different kinds of pasta. I'm pretty sure it's orecchiette.
You're very correct on that one as well. 2-4-2. Are we staying with words?
Yes, please. Why not?
Sure. What word can mean a chauffeur, part of a computer, or a golf club?
So part of a computer, the drive or driver?
Driver. Driver, yeah. Absolutely right. Chauffeur, you know, the driver that you used to have to reinstall every 5 minutes back in the 90s, or a golf club as well. Yeah, so can I. No one has to worry about finding the drivers online anymore. Dion, where are we going? We're staying with words. Would you like to go to fun with flags? We still have a couple left in musical notation. We have card games and we have building.
Oh, I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'll stay in words, thanks.
What name for a painting stand comes from the Dutch word for donkey?
That would probably be easel.
Yeah, I had no idea about the background on this, and I love etymology.
I had no idea either.
There's only so many things it can be, though. And are you going to close out words with me? Are you going to go for number five?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, done. Which word can precede bean, market, hole, and widow?
Bean, market, hole, and widow. Black.
Black is right. Dion, you're five for five, and you have just ended words. Thank you very much for that. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions remaining. If you can get five more right, you are going to make me incredibly happy because I'm going to be giving you a black magnet. So no pressure, but I just really want to do this. So you have to move on now. Is it building? Is it card games? Is it musical notation? Or is it fun with flags?
I think I'll try fun with flags, please.
Fun with flags it is. Which temple complex appears on the flag of Cambodia?
The only one that I know of in Cambodia, which is Angkor Wat.
That is absolutely right as well. One question left in Fun with Flags. Would you like it?
Yes, please.
Done. Which European flag takes its black, yellow, and red colours from the coat of arms of the Duchy of Brabant?
Brabant. Now, this is where I might be a bit black, yellow, and red. I'm not sure. It's maybe, yeah, okay, I'm just going to sort of half guess or even fully guess. I'm going to say Germany.
Not Germany, Dion. No. I'm so sorry, but thank you. You had a really good run on that, and I really appreciate it. 1-300-800-3000. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Brian, I will be better at repeating the answers, making sure we all know. My apologies for that. 0467-922-702 for everyone playing along, obviously, on the text line. Tony's in Ballarat. Tony, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you, please.
How are you?
A bit of everything.
What the question we've got here is, which European flag takes its black, yellow and red colours from the coat of arms of the Duchy of Brabant?
Belgium.
Belgium is absolutely right. Well done. Thank you very much. Tony, where would you like to go to? That was the final of flags, flags, flags. Remaining is building, card games and musical notation.
What's your Christian name, please?
Which one, sorry?
What's your name, please?
My name's Nick.
Nick, building, please.
Tony, what does CFMEU stand for in the name? What does CFMEU stand for when it comes to the name of the Australian Trade Union?
I have to think a bit more about this one before I can give an answer, Nick.
That's okay. Tony, thank you very much. I'm glad you played along for as long as we could. Tony in Ballarat. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. We've got, hang on, counting this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions left. And we've only got 3 categories. So if you're feeling confident, get in touch ASAP. Cass in Woodville. Cass, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, how you going, Nick?
I'm good. How are you feeling this evening? You feeling confident?
Yeah, relatively.
All right, we'll take it. What does CMFEU stand for in the name of the Australian Trade Union?
So it was CMF, was that an EU?
CFMEU.
CFMEU. And it was the Australian what, sorry?
It is an Australian trade union, the CFMEU, and what do all of those letters stand for?
Oh,
give him a break, he just moved.
Yeah. Males.
I don't even know.
Do you want to pass on, Cass, or do you want to have a guess?
Commercial factory.
No. I'm so sorry, Cass. not the right start, unfortunately, but I'm really glad. And, yeah, congratulations on just moving here. Hope you're having a good time. Who's getting this right? Bob from Bunbury getting it correct. Thank you very much. Jane in Homebush. Yep, absolutely correct. Tony in Melville getting it correct. Steve in Toke. Yes, well done to you. Let's go to Al, who's in Georgetown. Al, how's your evening?
Cool, fantastic. Nick, how's yours, mate?
Oh, mate, this is just the dream job. It's just so nice to spend a few hours just chatting to people from right around the country. And, as I said earlier, I'm learning stuff. And most of these quiz questions, I'm like, wow, that is fascinating.
It's fantastic. It's not only informative, it's, what do you call it, entertaining.
Thank you. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? Hang on.
And that.
The question we've got is in the building category, and what I'm asking is, what does CFMEU stand for in the name of the Australian Trade Union?
Now, you spelt it out for all the other, I think it's construction, mining, forestry, and energy union.
I will take that. That is absolutely what I was looking for. All the words in the right place. Yes, thank you, Al. Well done. Do you want to stay in building? Do you want to move to card games? Or do you want to have a go at musical notation?
I like cards. Give us go cards, Nick.
Created in 1993, In which collectible card game do players assume the roles of powerful wizards known as planeswalkers?
Oh, man. Where is that? Let's just get that from 1993.
It's created in 1993. It's a collectible card game, and in it you play as a powerful wizard known as a planeswalker.
A plane or a planes?
Planeswalker. P-L-A-N-E-S. Planeswalker. This is a tough one. This is genuinely a tough one. Oh, no, I'm not going to lie to you. This is hard.
You saved it up for me, didn't you?
You were the one. You were the one who took me to card games.
Let me guess. No, that was last century.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, I was born in the last half of last century, but I can't think of this planeswalker. Card game. Oh, no. Who knows? Been around for a lot longer than that. Nah. Yeah, maybe you got me there.
Shall we pass on?
I've got, Star Wars?
Not Star Wars, but mate, thank you very much. Al, with I reckon probably the hardest question on the list tonight. Pam in Quakers Hill, you have got that correct. Love it. Babs in Ringwood, no. Very sorry about that. Frank, you've got it correct. Maria, no. Ray in the Bay, absolutely correct. Harry in the Bay, no. I'm really sorry. 1-300-800-222. We'll go to Mike in Oak Park. Mike.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Can you help me out with this?
You're doing a really good job, by the way.
Oh, genuinely, thank you. It is really nice to know that. Phil is very hard boots to fill, and I'd never take away from his incredible skill set. I'm just doing the little bit that I can.
And
would you like the question again?
What did you say? It's the hardest one of the
I reckon, personally, you know, it's not like I have a list of what's the hardest, but I reckon this is the one I would be struggling with, to be honest.
The only thing I can think of when I know it's wrong is Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon, but it's, I can see where you got with that one. Thank you very much, Mike. I hope you have a good evening. Who are we going to go to? We'll go to Richard, who's in Bayswater. Richard, welcome to Nightlife.
How you going?
I'm good. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a particularly tough question. Created in 1993, in which collectible card game do players assume the roles of powerful wizards known as planeswalkers?
You've certainly not lied to me.
No. I 100% think this is the toughest one I'm asking tonight.
Hogwarts Legacy?
Oh, good guess. But no, unfortunately not. But thank you very much. Who is getting this right? Jeremy in Coburg? No. Grant, you are absolutely correct. Jason in Brisbane? No. Jeff the Truckee? No. Costas? Absolutely correct. Well done on that. If you think you know it, 1-300-800-222. Let's see if Luke in Brisbane can get us through this one. Luke, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, Nick, are you back in SEP?
I am back in SEP. I am, as of the weekend just gone. It's nice.
Yeah, I've been there. When I was a learner driver, I actually drove from Melbourne to SEP one day.
That is quite the cruise as a learner.
Yeah. My brother was working in town for the day, so I got some driving hours under the belt.
I was doing a lot of my L's driving around Deniliquin, and they're just good roads to learn that sort of stuff on, but you don't learn a lot of real traffic rules because there's not sort of a lot of traffic lights or anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a nice town, though. I had an egg and bacon sandwich for lunch, which was I still remember.
Oh, how long ago was this?
That was back in the 90s.
That's a good bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, the question, created in 1993, in which collectible card game do players assume the role of a powerful wizard known as a planeswalker?
I'll just have a guess. Dungeons and Dragons?
It is not, I'm afraid, Dungeons and Dragons, but thank you very much. Luke, I'm going to have to start trying all the bacon and egg shops in Shepparton and see if I can find the one if it's still around. Who is getting this right on the text line? Brendan, yes. Keith in Chinchilla, yes, absolutely correct. Shay, I feel your pain on that one as well. I did not know it was 1993 when this came out either. Alan's in Ocean Grove. Alan, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, Mick. I'm going really well.
Good. Are you going well enough that you're going to get us through this question?
Oh, look, I don't think I will. But, but you've actually made a little mistake, Mick.
Oh, what have I done?
It's construction, forestry, and mining and energy union.
That is what the answer I was given?
No, sorry, maritime.
Ah.
The mining unit disaffiliated about 2 years ago.
We will have a look into this and see where we go. Do you want to have a go at this question that's on the line at the moment?
No, I'm so sorry because that was the one question that I knew.
Do not be sorry at all. And thank you very much, Alan. Caitlin, how is the evening where you are?
Very good, Nick. We're in Mandurah, WA. It's a beautiful, warm, with a bit of breeze. It's lovely.
That is a lovely part of the world to be in. Can you help me out with this question, please?
I think I can. Is it Magic the Gathering?
Oh, Caitlin, yes. Magic the Gathering, created in 1993. And I've got to sadly say, I was at university and I remember when it came out. I can't believe how long ago that was. Lucky guess for you, or is there someone in the house that plays and collects?
My partner does.
Yeah. It's huge. It's really popular. Paul in Melba in ACT says, the collectible card game is called Magic and it's the most expensive collectible card game on earth. You can lose it. Well, not lose. You can invest a lot of money in this game.
Absolutely. That's what he says anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I've got six questions left, two in each of the three categories left. You can have building, you can stay in card games, you can go over to musical notation.
I think we'll stick with card games.
All right. What card must you have if you've been dealt a natural blackjack?
A 10.
Not a 10. Oh, Caitlin, I'm so sorry. But thank you for coming in on that one. Magic the Gathering, that was the answer to the question we were all stuck on. Kylie, you got it right. Chris, you got it right. Who's this? Someone texts in saying, Magic the Gathering, I sold my collection for actually a few thousand. This is how much you can make on Magic the Gathering. 1-300-800-222. Give me a call. We've got about 15 minutes left in the hour and we've got six questions left to go. Dimitri in Essendon. Dimitri, good evening.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good evening. Good morning.
Good evening. Wherever we are. What card must you have if you have been dealt a natural blackjack?
Oh, I don't know, but is it an ace?
It is an ace. You have to have ace and then either a picture card or a 10, but the one you must have is the ace. Well done. You've taken us down to the final five. Would you like to stay in card games, move over to building, or jump into musical notation?
Can I have some musical notation?
You absolutely can. Which Italian word, meaning cheerful, is used to indicate music should be played a brisk speed?
Oh. Cheerful at a brisk speed.
An Italian word meaning cheerful, and when it is used, it indicates music should be played at a brisk speed.
I'm you know, digging back through the memories of all those piano lessons.
Oh, you had them as well. I never did piano
lessons.
I did
as a kid. Ah. And they make you learn all these words, and now I can't remember them.
No, well.
A tempo. I got nothing.
That's okay. Thank you, Dimitri. You got us through a few and I really appreciate it. The question we have, which Italian word meaning cheerful is used to indicate music should be played at a brisk speed? Liz, a good evening to you.
Oh, hello, Em.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
What's your name?
Nick.
I'm terribly sorry. I couldn't hear you.
It's Nick, Liz.
I'm sorry. Nick.
Don't be sorry at all. Nothing to be sorry about. Do you know the answer to this? Can I give you the question again?
Please do.
Which Italian word, meaning cheerful, is used to indicate music should be played at a brisk speed?
I didn't study piano, and I'm just going to go a guess, and it's pianissimo. Okay.
No. Don't be sorry at all, Liz. Never, ever have to apologise. On the text line, who is getting this right? Susie, yes, thank you very much on that one. Frank, yes, absolutely correct as well. Rachel and Kilmore and Elizabeth and Diana all getting this right. Jack's in Melbourne. Jack, a good morning to you. Jack, are you still there? Now, we might leave Jack, unfortunately. I don't think we might have lost him entirely. We'll go to Latif in West Brunswick. Latif, good evening. Hello. We seem to be missing a few people tonight. I don't know what's happening here. We'll go to Bob, who's in Bunbury. Bob, tell me you're with me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Bob, how are you this evening?
Well, thank you.
Good. The question, and we're in musical notation, which Italian word, meaning cheerful, is used to indicate that music should be played at a brisk speed?
Oh, I think it's pizzicato.
It is not pizzicato, but you're getting kind of in the ballywick. So thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll go to Vivian now. Vivian, help me out here. Where the question we're in musical notation, which Italian word, meaning cheerful, is used to indicate music should be played at a brisk speed?
Well, my name's Vivian, and I think it's vivace.
It is not vivace either, but that would be wonderful if it was. Thank you. Adrian in Bella Vista, getting it correct. Robin in Brisbane, getting it correct. I'm seeing, who else? Lorella is getting it correct. Pam's getting it correct. We'll go to Alison in Preston. Alison, have you done some music lessons, played some piano?
Oh, not for ages. I was really hoping someone would answer this before me.
You might not be the only one. Would you like to have a guess at it?
Oh, I feel, I reckon it's got like a double Z in it, but that's all. I think I will bid you good night.
Very good night to you. I'm sorry that no one was able to help in on that one. I believe we might have Laurie on the other line. Laurie, is that you?
It is me. You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Laurie, have you got a musical background? Are you going to help me out with this one?
I do.
Yes.
I was just hoping someone else might have given me a clue. I knew some of them from the previous questions. Well, but
not clues, but the answers we've had that were wrong.
I did learn a bit of piano, and I sang in a choir for quite some years, and I'm just cannot recall that one. I was hoping that there'd be someone else that might have given me the clue, but no.
Are you going to bid me adieu?
No.
Are you going to say a farewell, or are you going to have a guess?
I just cannot think. It's too late in the night for me. So we'll go back to eating my Granny Smith apple, I think.
Ooh, enjoy that crunch. I hope it's nice. Thank you very much, Laurie. Cat at the Rule, yes, you are correct. Marie-Claire, yes, you are also correct. I can see the connection there. Thank you. Anita in the Gold Coast, you are correct as well. Chris in the Pilbara, one of the big conversations we've been having tonight has been about the Pilbara. Chris, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Which Italian word, meaning cheerful, is used to indicate music should be played at a brisk speed?
I don't know. I know it's fast, but I don't know about cheerful. I know Allegro, but I don't know if that's...
Allegro, just say no more, because Allegro is absolutely correct.
Oh, nice. I had no idea that meant cheerful.
Well done. I even said before I couldn't say read it out loud, but Marie-Claire is saying, my daughter's name is Allegra, so I will always remember the meaning of this. One of my cousins is an Allegra as well, and one of my dear friends is an Allegra. Chris, well done. Thank you very much for getting us through there. This means there's only four questions left. Would you like to stay in musical notation? Do you want to move into card games, or do you want to go back to building?
Oh, I want card games. I've been smashing them all night.
Well, this is the final. This is the final question in card games. Yep. In which card game could you skip, reverse, or draw four?
Uno.
Yes, thank you very much. Absolutely correct. Uno was the answer on that one. This does mean you have to move on. You're either back to musical notation, or you're moving on to building.
Oh, I like the music, but I'll what is it, one in each?
Yeah, we've got two in building, one in musical notation.
We'll go building then, righto.
All right. In which New Zealand city would you find the Cardboard Cathedral?
Should have got music, eh? you wouldn't think Christchurch because it might fall over. Look, we'll go Christchurch.
Absolutely correct. As a guess goes, phenomenal. Well done. Wow. Are you staying in building for the final one, or are you taking us over to musical notation?
Nah, go building in.
In which iconic performance venue would you find in King's Domain Gardens in Melbourne?
Can you just repeat that?
I can, happily. Which iconic performance venue would you find in King's Domain Gardens in Melbourne?
I've got no idea about Melbourne. Music venue in Melbourne.
An iconic performance venue.
I can hear everyone screaming, listening. I'm a fan graper. music. If you hadn't said something in WA, I'd probably know. Look, I'm out, bro. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry at all. You took us a long way. Chris, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Who's getting this right? Marie, yes, correct. Adrian, yes, absolutely correct. What is the phone number to call? Elspeth, 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Jack, you are actually in Melbourne. So which iconic performance venue would you find in King's Domain Gardens in Melbourne?
Hey, I think I know it. Is it the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl?
Absolutely correct. Well done. And do you know what this means?
I don't know what it means, actually. I've only just tuned in not too long ago.
With 5 minutes before the news, we are down to the very final question of the evening. You could be getting that fridge magnet for your own home, Jack. There's only one question left. It's in musical notation. In musical notation, how many lines are there on a modern standard single staff?
5 lines.
Yeah! 5 lines is absolutely right. Jack, have you won before?
I have never won, no.
Well, congratulations.
I'm a chronic loser.
No. You're a chronic winner now. Congratulations.
I am now. This is incredible.
No, well done. Thank you very much. What are you doing for the rest of your evening now that I've got you?
Well, I've actually just finished work, so I'm going to be going to bed.
Yes, I'll be joining. Well, I was about to say I'll be joining you, but obviously I will not be joining you, but I'll be doing that in about an hour's time. Jack, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Oh. Well, Jack, congratulations on both getting a fridge magnet and getting out of. Are you working in the hospital at the moment?
Yes, I am, but I've just gotten home.
All right, well, take care of yourself and stay on the line. We'll get all of your details and make sure that we can get that fridge magnet out to you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.